He was great. I mean, his house and Alice's house. I mean, I said studied just because it was a bio, and that was the way to put it. I mean, Ted did these workshops at St. Mark's where he would just kind of orate. You know, he would just sit down at a table and just talk about poetry, and there'd be like 50 of us sitting there, you know? I mean, it's amazing. And Alice had a smaller workshop where we went on Friday nights and we would just bring beers, and it was like a hot, we all, like the younger scene of poets at that time, we all met at Alice's workshop. But the real scene was at their house, because once you met them, then you would go over to their house at 101 St. Mark's Place and just kind of hang out, you know? And so I'll never forget the night that I went to visit them. I remember, like, I had, you know, some pills and some beers and, you know, in my bag and stuff and some poems. And I just walked around the block and around the block and around the block. I was scared. It was like the date of a lifetime, you know? And finally went up and sat there and just didn't even know to leave and just sat there for like 6 hours. And Ted lay on his bed and Alice sat in the front room, and you'd have a conversation with Alice and Ted would keep yelling things out from the bed, you know, and stuff. And then every now and then come into the bed and sit on the edge of the bed with Ted. And Ted would be like smoking a cigarette and usually often with his shirt off and the ash like hitting his belly slowly, repetitively over time. And then I'd hand my poem to Ted and he would read it. And then we like, hey, Alice, read this. And go into the other room and, you know. And all the time, you know, the kid, Anselm and Edmund, who are, you know, guys now, were like in their like little bunk beds, you know, one room away, you know, with their dinosaur books. And it was such a scene. And every poet it was a very mishmash. It was a very mixed poetry world. Like Barry Watton would come to town. He would be there. Steve Abbott, you know, whoever, you know, it's just like their place had that salon atmosphere that was sort of, and half the time it's like they were broke. You'd bring some money. You know, we would all give what we, you know, there was like a temple atmosphere. You'd bring what you had, you know, and stuff. And often we were all broke, and we all had like books to sell and figuring out which books to sell, and there was a lot of exchange and talk and commerce and just sweetness. I mean, you knew as you stood there, it's like, just be here, and you know, just be here, because this is like really, this is your growing up, you know.
That's where it's happening. That's where the juice was.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ted was funny. He was just like very direct. He could be very painful. He knew he was very good at knowing what somebody's vulnerabilities were and just pushing you right there if he felt like doing it, you know. And then he was very gentle and very sweet with us, with his kids, quick critic, you know, and was just really clear when he thought something was great and generous, you know.
And his work, how would you describe, how are people going to remember his work?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of it, but the easiest thing to say, though, is that the sonnets, everybody knows, is a masterpiece. You know, I mean, I just feel like, I mean, if you write one book in your life that, like, is sort of, like, unforgettable and undyingly influential, I mean, I think it's the sonnets. I mean, all the other ones, too, it's sort of like work that he wrote before I met him and while he was, you know, while he was alive was great, too. And it you know, and Ted Talking, of course, was a great work. I mean, there's some book of interviews and conversations and talks that Ted gave, which were pretty amazing. But yeah, I think he was like a fan of poetry who turned into a master, like right out of his own fanship, you know, because it seems like the sonnets are such, you know, they're such like hot plastic work. You know, he was just like, you know, staying up all night and just like putting all of poetry together in a new way. And I love that he was influenced by his buddy Joe Brainard, and, you know, saw Joe's collages and said, I can do this in language. And I think there was a lot of contemporary, maybe scorn is a hard word to use, but suspicion, because it was like, is he doing something new? I mean, he really took appropriation to the nth degree, you know, and I think that Ted knew that he could do it. And he was a triumph of class, because he was a really, you know, lower class to working class guy who grew up in a family with refrigerators on the lawn and stuff, and, you know, really kind of made himself, you know, was in the army and was a little older than the other poets that he came up with, and just was a little kind of big guy, a little bit out of it, and just yet full of kind of just full of kind of a wide charm, you know, that just resonated and still does.